How's it going? Going well. Good to see you too. Now, are you ready to fuck some dragons and slay some damsels? Whatever, you know that's just what the party would do anyway with your track record. Oh god, like when Jake's previous character tried to seduce the vampire while you were in the middle of combat. Well, I mean, he said that's what he was trying to accomplish after the session, but I think telling her to suck this instead was a bad approach. Yeah, the one he rolled didn't help things either. Oh, well, you have to pick a spot at the table. You are the first one here. I thought they would be here by now, too. We start in 10 minutes. No, they haven't said anything in the group chat. Let me send a message to see where they are. So, while we wait for a response, what did you do for your level up after last session? Oh, nice, man. Blood rages are so cool. If I wasn't the dungeon master right now, I would be totally playing that. Well, I mean, I like my character now, but you know, it's the new toy syndrome. Every time I come up with a new character concept, and I want to play the new and shiny one now. Anyways, rest of the group hasn't responded yet, which makes me worried. I don't know. I'd rather not cancel. You got here, and I know you live pretty far. We discussed this a while ago, where I said I wanted to do personal quests for you guys, so we could flesh out the stuff in your backstory. You up for that? Cool. Let me get my notes out for what I have for your character. And we can get started. Don't worry. Shouldn't be that combat intensive. There will be some enemies, so you can play around with your new spells and abilities. But this should mainly be role play for the most part. Oh, and there is the message in the group chat saying they won't be able to make it. So, good thing we're doing this instead. Yeah, guess we haven't done anything alone for a while, have we? We should fix that. It's fun to hang out with you. Well, thanks. Glad you think so too. Guess we could do that. I mean, don't have a lot of room in my place, but we could lop this out a bit. Would be kind of fun to do. Yeah, like we were kids, exactly. All right, yeah, let's do that. Sounds fun. All right, so last time we left off, you guys had just gotten the mysterious amulet from the waterlogged castle. Oh, thank you. I had a lot of fun coming up with that dungeon. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, you guys were going back to town to investigate it. Since the others aren't here, I will say they're probably doing research on it while you get to do the fun stuff. So, while you are wandering around town, a messenger starts to approach you. He seems a little hesitant doing so. Well, kind of nervous. Like there is this fucking badass warrior dude in front of him that has this massive glowing magical axe and that he needs to deliver a message to. But yeah, he hands it over. Letter for you, sir. The one who gave this to me said for you to complete the instructions inside as soon as possible. Okay, sure. As he is walking away, you stop him. He looks surprised and grateful for the gold piece you gave him. He doffs his hat at you and goes into the crowd. I mean, that was a total coincidence, but he is like that NPC. I'm surprised you even remember him. That was like, second or third one I made. What? I'm flattered you like my characters so much. All right, so the letter says essentially, well, not essentially, you can read it right there, that you are to go to the Green Dragon Tavern and wait for him there. Furthermore, in the letter, she says that she is a half elf. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't play the role of a half elf that well. I'm lacking the pointy ears and general attractiveness. Oh, yeah, we can walk over to my kitchen. That works for the tavern. Okay, so you head on over there and find it pretty easy. As you go inside, you realize the clientele for this place is much more upper class than you. Less murder hobo-esque. Oh, shut up. You guys are totally murder hobos. And you stand out with all your scars, tattoos, and otherwise, intense appearance. A nervous-looking host approaches you and says, "No weapons allowed inside the establishment," and keeps glancing at your fucking cool axe strapped to your back. Okay, go ahead and roll. This intimidation shouldn't be too hard. Yeah, no problem. He clears his throat and says, "On second thoughts, these are dangerous times, and a gentleman such as yourself should have some form of protection." He then dashes off into the kitchen. Right, so you find an empty table, and some of the patrons nearby get up and leave the place, looking a bit spooked. Yeah, a server approach... Okay, fine. A bar wench comes to your table. I'm sorry I lack the appearance for a bar wench, I guess. Well, thank you, but I'm not going to put on a dress, sorry. I think you could pull that look totally, but you're playing your character at the moment, unfortunately. Anyway, she seems in awe, unlike the other guy, and impressed by your appearance. Like, maybe I could be this person one day. "Strongest thing we carry?" she asks. "Okay, that would be about 10 gold pieces." "Well, yeah, it's pricey. You did ask for the strongest thing. That generally isn't cheap in this universe." She kind of sashays off to the bar. Let's see if I can get a good sashay going. Get these hips working. Anyway, she walks off to the bar. You see, let me just... Over here. Okay. You notice a half-elf enter the building. She nods at you and heads towards you. "What? Don't know. Didn't really think to come up with how attractive she was. I'm sorry I'm ruining the illusion for you if she is attractive by my wardrobe at the moment. T-shirt and sweatpants are the most flattering things. But here, let me roll to see how hot she is." Oh, shit. She got an 18. So this attractive half-elf comes up to your table and says, "Good, you got my letter. You have an impressive reputation and I hope you live up to it. Unfortunately, I can't give you all of the details of the job, but I hope that we can trust one another. If there is anything I can do to assure that trust, let me know." See, I knew it would turn to sex eventually. It's just a matter of time. Okay, what are you saying to seduce her? Really? That's your pickup line? Ugh. You guys are the least creative party when it comes to seduction lines. We could fuck. Oh, I can feel myself getting wet already. Whatever, go ahead and roll. Diplomacy if you have it, otherwise just a straight charisma check. 20! Seriously! Oh, wipe that grin from your face. So yeah, after she says that, you lean and whisper into her ear, and she gives you this intense look. No, not exactly like the one I'm giving you. Hers has much less righteous anger in it. Do you want to go to the table and skip ahead? Oh, guess we could sort of RP it out? Guess... Wow, I've never seen you blush before. It, you look pretty cute when you do. So you want to RP the half-elf and you, your character, having sex? Huh, that's a little odd. No, I don't mind necessarily. It's just that I didn't think you'd be into doing this. I always did fade to blacks whenever the others seduce something so I wouldn't make you feel uncomfortable or weird or have people get the wrong idea. And who would want to listen to two nerds having RP sex anyway? But you want to do this. Okay, and you want to LARP it? Not exactly sure how we'll do that, but okay, since you want to. So, the half-elf leads you to her room. We can go to my bedroom, I guess? Well, ambience. She takes you to a room and... Actually, bring your d20s. Do you remember what your initiative is? Good. Okay, so whoever rolls higher gets initiative in this sex RP. All right. All right, she doesn't have that high of initiative, so she got a 6. And you... Yeah, okay, so you take initiative. So she closes the door behind you. What do you do? You're okay there. You kind of have an odd look on your face. Okay, good. So, yeah, what do you want to do? Huh? I'm so happy. I've had a crush on you for so long, but I was always afraid that you wouldn't feel the same way. I just want to kiss every part of you. Let me kiss up your neck, up to your ear. Let me just nibble on your ear. Oh, I love that sound. I have to remember that. Okay, I'm going to kiss down your neck. Down to your lovely collarbone. You know what? I think this shirt is getting in the way. Don't you agree? I thought so. So let me just throw this over your head and... Oh, wow. You are amazing. Yes, you are. Your body is perfect. You are perfect. I guess that would be only fair. Now we match. No bra today for me. Where was I? Oh yeah, your lovely collarbone. Going down further along the middle of your chest. Right down your amazing chest. I want to continue to tease you as I kiss down to your perfect stomach. I love the way you squirm. Now, and over to the top of your hips. Going to stand up and run my hands lightly up your sides and all over your amazing body. May I kiss all over your wonderful chest? Thank you. Oh, I love the way it tastes. Now your nipples are stiffening as I tease them with my tongue. I love the little sounds you make as I do this. Oh, and let me just suck them just a little. Oh, I want to kiss your lips again. What was that? You have another place to be kissed. Okay, if you insist. And then your underwear. God, you're amazing. And I love the way you blush when I say how amazing you are. Alright, I'm going to get down on my knees in front of you so I can worship your gorgeous cock. I'm gonna slowly kiss up your legs, alternating from one to the other until I get all the way up to your thighs and I just lightly bite the sensitive skin. You liked that, didn't you? Moving closer and closer to your aching and throbbing shaft. How badly do you want me to make you come? Because that's all I want to do for you. I want you to feel amazing as my lips and tongue drive you into ecstasy. Please, come for me. I want to let yourself go for me. Oh wow, you're still hard. Oh, yes, I want that so bad. Let me just slide your cock inside me. Oh fuck. Oh god, you feel amazing. Oh, let me just go slow. Oh. God, I love you. Wasn't exactly how I expected our afternoon to go. What? Did I mean it? I mean what? I love you. Yes. Well, then you could have a no. What? What am I laughing at? Just earlier. See, all our sessions have sex in them. It's a dumb thing to laugh at, but... Well, I'm glad you find it funny too. Well then, you have successfully seduced the half-elf, and she trusts you. So, after we tidy ourselves up, do you want to continue your quest? Maybe once you get this done, or even during you and the half-elf can build some trust again. Oh, I love you so much. I'm so happy. Thank you.